Who am I? That was Moses' first retort at the burning bush when the Lord sent him to Pharaoh to deliver the Lord's people. Moses was overwhelmed by his own failure and inability. The Lord sought to turn his focus from himself to the Lord. But Moses heard that response, "I am your who? I will be what you can't be." And yet he retorted the second time, "Who are you?" And in one sense, that was worse than his first retort. He should have known. Yet graciously, the Lord answered, "I am who I am." What an assurance of the Lord's living, unchanging, loving faithfulness. But now listen to Moses' third retort, Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. And Moses answered and said, "But suppose they will not believe on me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you.'" Once again, Moses blocks the light. "Who are these people? Remember, Lord, they're the people that already rejected me. They wouldn't listen to me before. They're not going to listen to me now. And they are so blind and stubborn, they're never going to believe that you really appeared to me." The temptation will arise for you to feel the same way. "Why should I witness to that person? They're never going to listen. Or that person doesn't deserve my effort. He's a scumbag." But notice that attitude in Moses and in us is still being focused on me. The me whom indeed people really have no reason to listen to. But graciously, the Lord reminds Moses of that miracle that is right in front of him. The flaming fire of that burning bush shining out from Mount Horeb into the darkness of this world. God's word could use a worthless thorn bush to give life. And it could furthermore, God now revealed to Moses, turn his very staff into a serpent that devoured every one of his enemies. Turn every resisting hand to leprosy. Turn even Egypt's gift of life in the Nile to the blood of death. God's word is sufficient for every task. The reverse temptation will also arise for you to feel that you have no reason to listen to your pastor, your prof, your friend who's admonishing you because they're just sinful people. And, well, I've heard that before. But what does Jesus say of those who are speaking God's word to you? "He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." So once again, the Lord is turning Moses' question around. It's not, "Who are these people?" But rather, "These people are mine. I bought them with my blood. I bought you with my blood. I filled them and you with my Holy Spirit. I've directed them and you on the way to life through Christ." And yet still, Moses did not get up and go with confidence in the Lord. Rather, we're told that he actually provoked the Lord to anger, declaring, "You're not enough. I'm slow of speech and they're not going to believe in me, so I can't do it." And yet Jesus went even to the cross in the joyful confidence that the Lord I Am would use that terrible death to establish His saving righteousness to the ends of the earth. And so we are ever to be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. What kind of joy could there have been for Him in the cross? Jesus was looking from the cross through the corridors of time to see His people saved. To see you gathered this morning around His Word. To see His children in whatever circumstance taking a few moments to contemplate the joy of the reconciliation that Christ has given you, peace with your Father in heaven. Christ found joy in seeing you. Should that not fill us with joy? The flaming fire of God's revelation through His Word is still burning with His Spirit, and it will not fail to accomplish and establish God's purpose, founding His people righteous in Christ. Who are these people? They may be people that you're rubbing elbows with every day. People that you get angry at, get frustrated with, get so annoyed with that you think, there's no point in witnessing to them. They're not going to listen. They're never going to faithfully follow the Lord. Who are they? They are people who may not have any reason to listen to you or me, but they have every reason to listen to the word of the Lord I Am. And they're people that need to hear that word of the Lord. And so you do have the message for them. It's not dependent upon you. It's dependent upon that word that you carry to them, the word of the Lord Himself. It's a message for them because it's a message for all. Great is the mystery of godliness. Christ was manifested in the flesh to be your brother. He died for your sins, with Scripture's promise of that bringing forgiveness to you. He arose in that glorified spiritual life of His resurrection. He was seen by angels ascending to the throne of heaven, crowned as King. And He has from there sent forth His Holy Spirit to work in your hearts, to give you that joy of salvation. He is the way, the truth, and the life to save the worst sinner, like me and you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll close with hymn 355, stanzas 3 and 4.